Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, the Scott Mills Daily.
Now, every day we get hundreds of emails and texts from you, and we like to get the posh Radio 4 ladies to read them out. A lot of you are loving her smoky voice. Here's the first one of your correspondents today.
Name, Aaron, brackets, anomalous.
Now, I think that's supposed to be anonymous. Mind you, he did say his name was Aaron. Maybe his name is Aaron Anomalous. Who can say? Anyway.
Message. The more I listen to Scott Mills, the less I want to be American. Between the hog-calling lady, Dimitri, and the rainbows in the sprinklers, I'm thinking your side of the Atlantic may be the proper one. Can I become an Englishman? I'm really good at going up hills and coming down mountains.
Which, of course, is what Englishmen do.
Has he got us confused with Switzerland?
Maybe, yeah. Well, it's all Europe, isn't it?
Mm.
I can do a spot-on English accent, complete with the villain laugh and the moustache twirl.
Oh, God. See, they all think we're like villains, don't they? They think all English people are like that.
Mm.
If you go back far enough, I even have relatives who were British. Well, European, but that's close enough, right? Please, Scott, help me become like you.
Seriously?
Oh, no, hang on. Did you add that last line?
No. No, I didn't.
Is it just from you?
It's not
from
me.
Did you just send it?
No.
How do you become like you?
I have no idea.
And why would he want to be?
I'm trapped on an oil rig for the next 3 weeks, so I can practice out there in isolation if you'd like. Just need the pointers, is all. Love you. Aaron the American. P.S. Could you give a shout-out to my good friend Rosie in your neck of the woods? She pointed me to your show a couple of months ago, and I'm quite addicted.
All right, big shout-out to Rosie. Big shout-out, big shout-out.
P.P.S. I'm also quite fond of the posh Radio 4 lady. Could you give a shout-out to her, too? I'm not sure what posh means, but I think she deserves a shout-out all the same.
OK, well, big shout-out to the Radio 4 lady, then.
P.P.P.P.S.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure what a shout-out is, either, but I'm pretty sure it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It is.
Imagine all those other people trapped on an oil rig whilst this person tries to become you.
I know. Oh, Catherine's been on, by the way, saying you do still get willies drawn in sixth form.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for confirming that. Next.
Dear Scott, is it wrong to be strong? Swedish Anders.
What? What does that mean?
Did this come into the show?
Yeah, it came in on the text yesterday.
Oh, right.
Is it wrong to be strong?
No, it's not wrong to be strong.
It's too early for that kind
of thing.
That
didn't come off one of our phones, personally.
I don't know. No, I think it was 8119.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Can I join in the BBC alcohol experiment? And is there licence fee funding available? Much love from Jason in Braintree.
No, it's an alcohol experiment which is done by Al Ed of the Chris Moyle Show to investigate the effects of short-term drinking.
Right.
That's it.
Is it licence fee funded?
Probably, yeah. It's an experiment. But you can't take part, but thanks for writing in anyway. Next.
Hi, Scott, and posh Radio 4 lady. After hearing Scott's really posh voice from his local radio days, I was wondering what the posh Radio 4 lady would sound like if she wasn't so posh. Is the voice we hear just a radio voice, or her real voice? Can you give her something to read out in her normal voice, like...
Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny because we just won't eat.
Love you, James, off of Horsham.
See? Everyone speaks different. That's weird, but I quite like it. Is that what she actually speaks like?
Yeah.
Weird. And then she goes on the radio and she's all like, hello, Scott.
Yeah.
Next.
Scott. I've been listening from the US for the past year or so, and I love your podcast. I want to know what it will take the one who doesn't speak to actually speak on air.
Mm.
And I don't mean just one word. I want a full sentence. I will do anything, and I mean anything, to hear him say, Scott Mills is posh and makes £500,000 a year, or anything similar. I love all of y'all, including the posh Radio 4 presenter, and can't wait to find out what it will take to make him speak on air. I'm up for it. XXX Ken T in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. P.S. Scott, I think you're kind of hot. Planning on coming to Northwest Florida anytime soon?
No, y'all. But thanks for writing in. And it's all about her now, isn't it?
The one that doesn't speak was thinking about speaking until he found out it was from Big Ken T.
Big Ken in Northwest Florida. What would it take you to speak?
I think he's definitely open to bribes.
I think he is. Okay, cool. Well, we'll get back to you on that one. We'll just find out in a minute. He'll write it down for us, and then we'll find out. I'd quite like him to speak one day, wouldn't you? Just like a sentence or something.
Well,
what do you think?
I think it would.
Is it like the Stig?
I think it. Yes, very similar. I think it would just ruin the magic.
Yeah,
and also it would ruin him going out pulling.
That's true.
You know, by saying he's the one.
A lot of people go out pretending to be him now because obviously no.
Sorry,
one
not him going out pulling. I mean, other people going out pulling.
Imposters.
Yeah, pretending to be him.
Next,
dear Scott, is Chappers really miserable in real life, or does he just pretend? Is there anything he can't moan about? Don't get me wrong, I like a mean and moody man. Just not quite that moody. Love you all. Katrina, Dunfermline, Fife.
I'd like Becky to answer this.
I would say depends who you are. I'm being completely honest.
Explain more.
If he likes you, I think he's quite easy to get along with.
But
and if he doesn't, he's just a moody old...
I am here.
See, that's why I didn't want to enter into this.
That's absolutely spot on.
Right, okay, so if you like someone, it's fine.
Absolutely fine, yeah.
And
no
if
problem.
You don't like
I
someone,
just
ignore them.
Ignore them, blank them, or be rude to them. Life's too short to try and be friends with people you don't like, isn't it?
There's your answer. Thanks for writing in. And that was Dear Scott. Anything else you want to know, just send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or send a text to 81199. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Do you know what? We were talking yesterday about people with crazy laughs. That went really well, that segment of the show yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it was a huge success for you. Are you thinking of repeating it in this half hour?
Should we do that?
What, more people who have funny laughs?
Text us if you've got a funny laugh.
No, don't
seriously,
do it again.
Don't text
don't
us
it
if you've
again.
Got a funny laugh. It was so bad. It was brilliant. Mm. I've got people on the listening to the podcast going, that was the funniest bit of your show yesterday. No one laughed.
Has that got on the podcast?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
No one can laugh on demand.
No.
Also, I've just realised something terrible. I've got a really bad laugh.
Why?
When I'm off guard, my laugh is awful. Right, this is from that event I went to last night. I went to an event with Westwood last night in London, and this is my laugh. That's just awful.
That is it. Yeah.
That is me.
Isn't that bad? Again.
It's just bad.
That's like, it's more like a cackle.
Don't like it at all. I need to get a new laugh.
You sound like an old woman.
Yeah, I really do. horrible. I need to get a new one. Out of these ones, which would you suggest that I should try and adopt?
Yeah, go on then.
Roy Walker. No, I don't know that. Yvette Fielding.
No, actually, Yvette Fielding sounds a bit like you.
God.
You're morphing into the same person.
I quite like Adele's laugh.
Can I tell my story, my Yvette Fielding-related story from last night?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Do you mean now? There's a ghost hunting live coming with the most amazing set of people.
Right.
You've done it, haven't you?
I have.
Girls Loud have done it.
It was me, Comedy Dave, Al Ed and Rachel. We did Ghost Hunting with Radio 1.
So this is where you go into a haunted building, isn't it, and look for ghosts, right?
On ITV2.
So Ghost Hunting Live, they have shot one with the Happy Mondays. and properly, Sean Ryder and Bez in a... In a haunted house looking for ghosts.
Any idea what happens?
Well, let's just say... I can't say half of it, but Sean Ryder enjoys himself, so I've been told.
Right.
And gets very scared.
That's probably going to be better than ours.
About 60% or 70% of the stuff that they've shot, they can't actually show, I'm led to believe. So I'm hoping it comes out as a DVD with DVD with extras. So I don't know when it's coming out. I'm going to try and find out, but I think that will be the funniest ghost hunting live ever.
That will be good. Now, where did you hear that story last night? At this TV show you did?
Yes, the very nice makeup lady told it to me.
Okay. Makeup ladies, they've got all sorts of stories,
yeah.
Haven't they?
Gosh, she was great.
And they're so discreet. They don't tell.
So I just listened and didn't say anything.
Yeah, honestly, don't tell them anything.
No.
Because they will repeat it.
Yeah.
And what show was this you were doing last night?
Do you want me to tell you now?
Yes, please.
Last night, I filmed Mastermind.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Because it's for charity,
yeah.
And I got asked to do it. And yeah. But before I did it, I've never felt so sick about doing anything in my life. Even my first day here wasn't as bad as getting ready to sit in that chair.
I hear you.
It was, because you've done it, haven't you?
Yeah, my first day here was scary, but then you go on Mastermind and it's worse. That's just when you hear that music, it's like, oh, God. No, why did I say yes to this?
I had a little look. Yesterday afternoon, I went on YouTube and had a little look at the clip of you doing it just to try and calm
yourself
down.
Try
and calm myself down.
Cheers. Did you? I'm glad I could be of help.
So thank you very much for that. Right. But, oh, my God. I can't say what happened, except the audience did heckle me at one point when I gave an answer. They laughed. On my general
I bet you didn't.
Round.
I bet you went right off about that.
Well, I tried to stay calm. I won't. My answer was mittens.
Did you get up off the chair and go, oi!
No, I didn't. But this kind of large woman that was sat just behind John Humphreys, I heard her go.
What was the question?
Something to do with gloves. And I didn't know. And what lady's glove is goes up to the elbow and is white and is long? And if
that's nothing to do with football.
No, this is my general knowledge round, right? What glove goes up to the arm? And the only glove I could think of was mitten. So I said, and I thought, I didn't want to pass, because, you know, you might get penalised for passing. So I just said mittens.
And someone went, oh!
And I heard this woman go, mittens? And then she was so... Yeah, just like that. And she was so loud.
Mitten.
She was so loud that I then missed John Humphrey's next question.
Did you get up off your chair and go, shut it, soft lads?
I was just fuming. Oof,
inside you, were boiling up, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the other contestants as well had a big argument with John Humphreys and questioned whether her answer was actually correct and she should have got an extra point. It was very tense.
It is. It's just the walk to that chair as well, because they make you do it in silence, don't they?
Yeah.
And there was one, when I did it, there was like, right, the audience started clapping. And like, no, let's do that again. Yeah. You will walk... No, when I did it, the audience started clapping.
Yes,
no.
Oh, right.
No. Yeah.
Were they all up on their feet?
No.
Chanting?
Not
there's
like
only
that.
One Scott Mills. That, only one Scott Mills.
No. No, some people started clapping and they made them do it again because they want you to walk there in silence.
Yeah.
They want to make you feel very tense.
Nobody started clapping when I got up. No. It was silence.
Just a woman laughing at you saying mitten.
Silence all the way.
Yeah. Now... I mean, Mastermind can potentially, you know, it can end people's careers.
It can ruin a career, yeah.
Has that happened before?
I did it. They told me before I went on last night, because I was a bit worried, because I had a football-related specialty subject, and they told me before I went on that there was an art teacher on the proper Mastermind who chose modern art as his subject. He only got two right and has never worked again.
Never worked again?
Never worked
He's
again.
He's got two on his specialist subject.
Of stuffing up the specialist subject.
God. I hope you got more than two.
I can't say.
There's some brilliant ones on YouTube as well. Who was the celebrity that
the
did
best
really bad?
One.
Is it Mylene Klass?
No, Mylene Klass got 18 or something. Because they told me this story last night. 18 on, mind you, her subject was something like Sex in the City,
Box set
4, episode 2. Right? And that was her specialist subject. And she got 18 on it and then got one on general knowledge.
She's very busy at the moment, though. It's not ended
She's
her
She's got
career.
A lot of work out of that.
She has, yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I found a brilliant new text number.
Okay.
One of my friends just told me about this yesterday. You know those numbers where you can ask a question and just send it in?
Yeah.
We've had some fun with that in the pub before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, didn't one of those services realise it was you after a while?
Yeah, well, because I kept asking questions about myself. What? It's like Googling yourself. It's the same. Everyone's done it. I can't remember what I asked now.
It's not quite as abusive and disheartening when you do it on the question system. Whereas if you Google yourself, it's not nice.
Googling yourself, it never ends up well, does it?
No.
Anyways, have you ever used one of these tech services to ask questions? I use them all the time.
No, not about twice.
Right. There's a new one, which is brilliant if you get caught short.
Right.
You know, you're like, you're out, okay, and you're thinking, I really need the loo.
Yeah.
Well, they've come up with this brilliant new idea where there's a number where you just text the word toilet.
Right.
To one of those 8 whatever numbers, and it tells you where your nearest loo is. How good is that?
Right.
But does it work? Like, if you're in your house, does that work?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
If you're at Radio 1, does it say, they're on the first floor where you are now?
But you did it from your house, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what did it say to you?
It said they were, like, on the main road, just near my house. That's quite good, isn't it?
Why are you texting to find out where a toilet is when you're in your house? Do you not have a toilet?
I do. I do have a toilet, yeah, but I just wanted to see if the number worked. My friend's like, right, text the toilet to this number. Amazing, it works. And it tells you where your nearest, public toilet is.
So did you lock up and then walk down there?
No, I didn't walk down there.
Sat at home. You're sat at home texting a service to find out where the nearest public toilet is.
Yeah. Yes.
And what? Did you then pop down?
No, I didn't pop down. I just wanted to see if the service worked. I think you'll find that in certain situations that could be very handy. Do you not think?
It sounds like a slightly strange service,
no, if
really.
If you're out and about, I mean, it was just so happened that I was in my house trying the service out, but if I was, like, let's say I was shopping or something, I'd want to know where the nearest public loo is,
wouldn't I? Most shops have a toilet, though.
Yeah, all right.
You just seem obsessed about finding out where the nearest public toilets are to wherever you are.
I just think it's a good service. And they also tell you... they also tell you how when they're open from until as well. So, like, 10 o'clock till 6.
Useful.
And it tells you where the nearest 24-hour ones is as well.
So which ones are you going to go to today?
I think Oxford Circus. Mm. Yeah, they're open till 6.
Hang on, so it's also good to find out where the 24-hour public toilets are?
Absolutely.
In case you're caught short late at night.
Yeah. People are now texting the word toilet to 81199. That's not going to work.
You could reply to it. You seem to have a good knowledge of where public toilets are, so you could reply to each one individually.
I thought it was a good service.
Yeah.
You and your friends can go enjoy it together, but me and Chappers will stay at home.
Yes. That was good.
Rubbish my idea. The Scott Mills Daily. You know when you meet someone famous and you, not that you think they're going to be horrible, but you think, they might be a bit weird or a bit...
Yeah.
And then they turn out to be really nice. Has that ever happened to you?
I
met Lee when he was in Blue and I was like, yeah, he was all right, but yesterday he was such a nice bloke.
David Beckham, maybe.
Right.
Who do you expect?
What did you expect?
Why are you smirking at me?
Man crush.
Yeah, it's only because you fancy him.
No, it isn't.
You do fancy him.
I don't fancy him.
A little bit.
Because he's such a huge superstar and you expect him to be sort of surrounded by minders and a bit standoffish, and he isn't. And he's just really nice and friendly and down to earth.
I'll tell you another one. Yeah. Simon Cowell.
Really?
You expect him to be a bit kind of like, don't you?
Yeah.
And he's actually, he's the perfect gentleman. He's a really nice bloke. Just don't sing. Because then he'll turn.
But apart from that, I can't think of anybody. I don't hang out with famous people like you do. So.
Well, I don't hang out with Simon Cowell. I'm just saying I met him and he was really, really nice. Just sometimes it happens. Right, so what's occurring now after 8 o'clock, but Becky saved the day because she's got some classifieds. We do this in the afternoon. What happens is Becky, well, she just likes a bargain, really. And she goes to find them on the internet. These are all actual, genuine ads that are on the World Wide Web right now. Bargains that you can get. First one.
Free handshake.
This is read out by Hugh Stevens off Radio 1. So that sounds like a good bargain. Next.
Yes, this is totally free. Come and shake hands with me.
I like anything that's totally free.
Yeah.
I have shook hands with Britney Spears after a concert I went to see of hers, and I got to go backstage. It was a firm handshake and is still only a month old. Email me for details.
Right.
So basically, for completely free, you can touch someone who's touched Britney.
So is this person saying they haven't washed their hands since they shook hands with Britney? Because there could be all sorts of other...
Thing is, though, you could get in on this because you've shaken the hand of many a famous person, haven't you?
Yes.
So?
But I've probably washed my hands since then.
It doesn't matter.
You'd probably charge.
It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't
charge. Yeah, you would charge. Okay, I don't really fancy that one. Next.
Free sock.
A free sock.
Once.
You know you've always got those ones that... odd socks. I thought we could get this free sock to make a pair.
That's right. It's true. I mortally wounded one of my favourite socks today. It wasn't pretty. My toe got caught in his neck and tore a rather large hole in him.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, this person thinks a sock is a person.
I did all I could, but just could not save the poor fella.
Oh, it's like people that think their cars are people. Only he's doing it with a sock.
I now seem to have a bit of a dilemma. I can no longer bear to look at my one lone healthy sock, but cannot bring myself to just throw him away. I have therefore come to the painful decision to give him away to a good home.
God, I wish I had this much free time, don't you?
Perhaps this may be suitable to someone with one leg.
Well, yes, maybe that's true.
The sock is size 9, brown in colour and well behaved. Also available, one brown torn-up sock would make suitable blanket for rat or mouse.
Well, nice.
Yeah. Is that genuine?
Yeah.
I don't want that either. Next.
Free get well soon card.
right?
I bought a card for a colleague at work when they were off work sick. However, they have recently passed on, and I would hate the card to go to waste.
That's terrible.
It's what they would have wanted.
The card only has one message. Dave, I hope you get well soon, as we had a snog the other day in a stationery cupboard, and I think you've passed on your germs to me.
That's can't be right.
Don't specify illness, but preferable to someone called Dave / David.
I could get that for Dave, couldn't I, next time he's ill?
What, so we had a snog in the stationery cupboard?
Oh, not that, but no.
You can always, Tippex it out.
Tippex, I'll Tippex that bit out.
God.
I've never snogged him in the station. Well, I've never snogged him anywhere, but not in the stationery cupboard.
Plenty of room on rest of card for more signatures and messages.
Oh, that's good then. Mm. And that's free. Mm. No need to go to a card shop and buy it.
Get that.
As long as they're called Dave.
Get that, we'll get some Tippex.
All right, next.
Sponges, as promised.
What?
Eh?
As promised?
We'll be out front porch at 1 p.m. today. Do not come any earlier, they will not be there. Please limit one per person.
What's going on with this?
So there was obviously a previous ad where he said anyone want any free sponges, but I think this one's better.
Do not knock or try to ring the doorbell in hopes of getting an edge on anyone else. No one will answer.
I'm not being funny, but he's quite aggressive. Yeah. I don't think I'll be going round.
I'm very busy today, so I'll only be able to riposte how many are left every 45 minutes. Please be respectful and do not make a mess. Remember, only one per person, please.
I think he means repost.
Also, I will not promise one of them to anyone, so don't ask.
Oh, get over it, it's sponges.
I will take them off the porch at 7 p.m. sharp. Do not try to come later than that. They will not be there anymore, so don't even try. P.S. The stick laying next to the sponges on the porch is not for taking. It is our family's marshmallow roasting stick.
Okay.
Surely you'd just take the stick off the porch and let people take their sponges, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
You know?
I know.
I love it when Hugh reads these.
They're good.
He does sound really sinister at times. Particularly that last bit.
Yeah.
Don't even try. That was Becky's Classifieds. Get online, they're all right there. All those bargains to be had. Right now.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
I don't know why people are texting in George Michael. Oh, don't get it. Oh, actually, I think I do get it now. That new service I was talking about. Ah, hilarious. Now, I'd quite like to know if you have ever met anyone famous and you thought they'd be a bit of an arse or a bit standoffish or weird, and they've actually turned out to be really nice, like what happened to me yesterday. Just send me a little text, 81199. Becky's got a brilliant one.
I met Russell Crowe once, he was really nice.
You'd think he would be a bit of
an arse. Was he?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone would go, what?
Lovely.
Was he?
Yeah. And even when we went in, they said, oh, he's in a really bad mood. And then we went in and he was just really nice.
When was this?
When I worked with Edith and we went to interview him about his new film.
I thought he'd be a bit horrible.
No, he was really lovely. He gave me a hoodie and everything. What? Very flattering man.
Right. Doesn't take a lot, does it?
Gave you a hoodie?
Yeah, it was a bit embarrassing though because it was a bit small. And I was like really embarrassed. He goes, I'll put it on. So I put it on, but it wouldn't zip up over my boobs.
So Russell Crowe deliberately gave you a small hoodie that was tight and asked you to wear it for him.
Wear this, my darling.
Because he looked at me then and he was like, to his PA, he was like, can we get this girl another one? Her boobs are too big.
What a nice man.
Yeah, very flattering.
Her breasts are clearly too big. Get her a new one. What a good bloke.
I love him.
Yeah? And did the assistant get you a bigger hoodie?
Oh, yes. I'll wear it tomorrow.
Brits, please do. You'd think Russell Crowe would be a bit of an arse, but nope. What a top bloke.
Get her a different one, her breasts are too big.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we found all our relevant bits. There was a bit of a technical error this morning, but it's ready now. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
I give you three situations. You just tell me what's happening. It's called...
Oh, what's occurring?
As you know, I'm rubbish at scoring, so I don't even know who's in the lead.
It's 1-1, isn't it?
It's 1-1.
That means nobody's in the lead,
No one's
Scott.
In the lead. Excellent. Okay, so your first situation. As I mentioned earlier, I met Lee Ryan, formerly of Blue, yesterday. The nicest man in showbiz. You remember Blue, don't you? It was like a courtroom drama in a song, wasn't it?
It's like Judge Judy, but better.
But Judge Judy, if it was a song.
So step back.
back.
Oh, can we just
oh glad
this
you kept the back in. Down back. You don't want me to react. I lay low. I like Simon. You know my options open. The decision of the jury has not misspoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to preach my order. And you know that you overstepped the border. Uh-huh. One for the money and the free ride. Sorry. Okay. So that was good.
That was Blue. That's such a good little speaky bit in that, isn't it? Anyway, Lee Ryan, off Blue. But here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
How many Blue songs can Lee Ryan remember singing? Chappers.
Four.
You think he can remember four Blue titles? Becky.
All of them? How many do they have? 10?
They had loads, didn't they?
11? 11. I don't know.
So you're saying four Chappers?
Yeah.
Becky, you're saying 11?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many Blue songs can Lee remember singing?
One Love, I swear it again. No, that was Westlife. I don't know. If You Come Back, that was the one I was looking for.
Good, Not Swear It Again.
You Make Me Wanna... Parking, no, that was my solo album. Yeah. I can't remember. It's weird how you can just suddenly put yourself... All Rise, yeah, that was the good first one. Single. Too Close.
Yeah, see, it's all coming now.
Yeah,
That's, he can't really remember that many. I think that he is maybe he just shut out of his
well,
mind.
He's in a play, isn't he? So he's got all the script in his head.
Good lad.
So he can't remember all the tracks.
Fair play, he's forgotten all Blue songs. So,
So what was it?
It was five. He can remember five songs by Blue.
And the one that you gave him.
Yeah, so he's actually
really got
four.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Chappa still wins.
Yes.
Oh. What's occurring?
I just thought I had to help him a little
bit. I know. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, next. You know Little Britain?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know Vicky Pollard?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's off of where I'm off of.
She isn't she? Here's my question to you. How many times does Vicky Pollard say no but or yeah but in series 2... of Little Britain?
So in the whole series, how many times she says yeah but or no but?
Yes.
Yeah but, no but, yeah but, no but, yeah but, no but.
You're trying to count them?
Six episodes in a series. This is technical. Seven times 42.
42?
Yeah, because you go yeah but, no but, yeah but,
good
no
math.
But,
so
yeah
you
but, times
it all, but, so you
times so I did seven by
sorry.
Six.
Yeah but, no but, yeah but, no but.
Lost me,
six times 24.
So you're Becky, you're saying 42, you're saying 24. I don't know what you're working out there. I really
just
don't.
Just saying it and counting on your fingers.
It's technical over here.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many times does she say no, but yeah, but in series 2 of Little Britain? Let's find out.
Becky, have you even started this essay?
New but, yeah but, new but, yeah but, new but, yeah but, new but, because I'm not even going on the pill because Nadine reckons they stopped me from getting pregnant.
Did you?
New but, yeah but, new.
Got any ID?
New but, yeah but, new, because you know Albany, well, she said I've been going around saying that Samina Gashwani has got a moustache, which she has, but I never said it. New but, yeah but, 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 new, but, yeah, but, new, because I never even had sex apart from that when Tony meant to go.
Do you stand by your plea of not guilty?
New but, yeah but, new, because what happened was right, was this fin happened, what you did, you know nothing about.
Vicky, were you in Superdrug at the time?
No, but, yeah, but, no, but, yeah, but, no, but, yeah, but, no, because I wasn't even with Amber.
That...
I was close, I think.
Well, this will be interesting. Come on, come on, Carol.
28 times.
Oh. Yay!
Oh, Chalas!
Oh, what's occurring?
That system works.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Work for you.
I was rubbishing your mathematical skills, but then who can I talk? Who can I talk?
Right, who can I talk?
Who can I talk? Who can I talk? Next. You know Shaggy?
Mr. Fantastic, Fantastic Lover. Yeah.
You know the Shag Man?
Yeah.
Shagmeister.
Oh, here we go again.
Shagaroo. The ladies love him, don't they?
Yeah. LL Shaggy.
They love him. He's Mr. Bombastic, that's for sure.
Mr. Bombastic!
got a greatest hits album out at the moment.
Yeah. But you got me
on the counter. This just reminds me of Chappers now in a purple dressing gown.
I'm sorry, why?
Let's just gloss over that.
It's the video online that he did for Ricochet TV.
I'm sure it's been taken down.
Oh, for Fern and Reggie, is that still on there?
Yeah.
Why did you choose to do Shaggy?
I didn't, I was told to.
It's like I was told to do Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, you just go along with what you're asked to do, don't you?
Have you seen Greg James one of being Chris Martin?
That's good, he goes mad with some hammers.
Oh yeah, that's right, you like Greg but not us.
Anyway, Shaggy, back to him. Ladies love him, but how many ladies do you think at Radio 1 could have Shaggy in an arm wrestle?
Could have Shaggy in an arm wrestle?
We put three of them to the test. How many would beat Shaggy? How many girls in an arm wrestle? Remember, these are girls from the Radio 1 office. So base your opinion on that.
So three girls in Radio 1 office. Shaggy's right arm. 1 times 2 plus 3, 2 times 7. There are quite strong girls in the Radio 1 office.
Yep.
I'm going to say there's three of them. I'm going to say two.
You're saying two out of three girls will be able to beat Shaggy, Becky?
I've got insider knowledge and know that he used to be in the Marines, off Wikipedia. So I think none. He'll beat them all.
He'll beat them all.
But there are some, like, tough girls.
What are you saying, Chappers?
No, I'm just saying there are
some... What are you saying?
Just saying that...
They're not going to beat a Marine, though, are
they? Yeah. Just saying, some of the girls in the office at Radio 1 could beat a Marine in an arm wrestle. Yeah,
a couple of them could, definitely. I won't say which ones.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
How many out of three girls from the Radio 1 office could beat Shaggy in an arm wrestle? Let's find out. So this is Chloe, who works upstairs.
Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Play nice, please. Okay.
All right, so we do an arm wrestling.
That's it, right.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll count you in. 1, 2, 3.
There you go. See?
No!
The thing is that you're supposed
Chloe's
to...
Chloe's winning.
You're supposed to...
Girl power. Lady, did you let her win?
No.
Okay, next.
All right.
Okay.
And we have?
Fiona.
The thing about this now is when we're doing arm wrestling with a woman, because they're so strong, there's always distraction.
Mm.
All right?
Cover your distraction up, Fiona.
Of course. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready. 1, 2, 3.
Go.
Put. Oh my God.
Fiona's winning.
Haven't I won yet?
Yeah, you did.
You've won!
You kind of need to let my arm go now.
So that's ladies 2, Shaggy, nil.
Yes. Okay. Number 3.
Okay, next lady is Vicky. Hiya.
Hiya.
You right?
Okay, if this arm seems a little stronger, this is the arm that I use the most. I'm not going to tell you what I use it for.
Oh, gross. So you wash your hands.
I'm just... What are you implying?
Come on, Vicky, after 3. Right. 1, 2, 3. Go on, Vicky.
And is it...
She's suffering.
She's...
Sorry, my hair's...
You'll never see a woman's...
No! 3 to the ladies. Shaggy,
what?
Nail.
Now I won't be able to show my face anywhere else.
They all beat him.
See, that proves Radio 1 women are tougher than Marines.
What a weakling.
Oh! What's occurring?
Unbelievable. You wouldn't think that. A former Marine and girls in the Radio 1 office beat him.
I told you. They're tough. As old boots. It's a phrase. Tough as old boots.
You just call the girls in the office old boots.
Said they are as tough as old boots.
I like the way my microphone's been turned off so I can't answer that. I've just been silenced.
Sorry.
Oh, woman wants to defend them. Nope.
No, turn her off. Right, I've lost score again. Can someone help me out?
Oh, I've won 3.
Chappers
nil.
Wins.
Right, Chappers wins. Let us know how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Stephen Wolverhampton's been on going, "Hi, Scott, I've just seen a lollipop lady in stilettos. Just got me going a little bit. Is that wrong? Do you get hot lollipop ladies?"
I can't.
Not in my experience.
Well, how many lollipop ladies have you experienced?
Well, when I was younger, obviously, when I was going to school.
Yeah.
There weren't any.
No, I can't think of any hot lollipop ladies.
They should do a reality show, Britain's Next Top Lollipop Lady. Has that been done?
It's probably the only
Snowden could do it.
Right.
Not on the saying she looks like a lollipop lady. She just does Britain's Next
Top
Model.
She would be a seriously hot lollipop lady.
Mm. Is she going? She's on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah. It's a big reason for watching Strictly Come Dancing.
Mm. Do you remember that thing we did ages ago? Worst thing apart from when your mum goes out with a teacher is when your mum goes out with a lollipop man. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Because it's like a high-vis jacket on the banister and just like a lollipop at the bottom of the stairs. That's horrible.
You could have celebrity lollipop ladies.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
You could.
If they're doing celeb air.
Who would
and
you
all
like?
The other stuff. Well, I would like Lisa Snowden.
Hmm.
Who else? Well, lots of hot... Alicia
Dixon?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of hot women. Well, right. I could name loads of hot women, really. Yeah. Katy Perry?
As a lollipop lady?
Yeah.
I just don't... I mean, let me know.
We'll ask her next week.
What, would you like to be a lollipop lady?
If she'll take part in Celebrity Lollipop Lady. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we get a costume in? Yeah, let's do it. Where do you get them lollipops? Can you order them? I bet they'll be on the PA network.
No, we had them at Barrioki, do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got some made up with Stop Barry's written on them.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get... Should we get all of our female guests to dress up as lollipop ladies next week?
But and everybody...
Can we have New Kids on the Block as lollipop ladies as well, please?
No, it's like, no.
And Joe, bro.
No.
Jonas
you
Brothers.
You missed the point of the programme, the Celebrity Lollipop Ladies.
No, you said Celebrity Lollipop.
No, I said Celebrity Lollipop
men
Ladies.
Men can be lollipop people too.
Yeah, but they're lollipop men.
What about Lollipop Ladies on Ice?
Well, hang on, that could be a spin-off, you see. And every week...
Sorry, am I jumping the gun?
Every week somebody gets voted off, but you're automatically eliminated if somebody gets run over.
Yeah. Rich is just outside Wolvo, and they've got one in their village. She's purely known as the Hot Lollipop.
Well, maybe we could have... maybe we could get the Hot Lollipop on as a judge.
Okay. Well, yeah, send me a number. Let's do it. My girlfriend is lollipop trained, and she's hot. It is possible. Lee from Exmouth.
Here we go. Then.
Lollipop trained... What, to walk across a road?
Don't start criticising lollipop people. Radio 1
Podcasts. Lollipop idol. That's what we're going to call it.
Thank you.
I love lollipop folk. Lollipop folk. Oh, I just tried to call Dawn in Weymouth because she claims she's a hot lollipop lady. We can get her on. Should we do what we used to do like with Rate My Listener?
She
has get like hot lollipop ladies up every day online.
Yeah,
mm?
It could be the start. She hasn't answered because maybe she's helping children cross the road.
Yeah, she hasn't got enough hands.
No. Pamela Anderson's a lollipop lady, apparently.
What?
For her son's school.
Pamela Anderson is a lollipop
now,
lady.
That would sound dangerous to me, actually, but, you know. Lots of people have said that she is a lollipop lady outside her son's school.
Oh, OK. Did someone text in when lollipop ladies go back?
Yeah, that's going to be the follow-up.
What, follow-up to Lollipop Idol?
Yeah.
Got it all sorted, haven't we? All planned.
Got about the next 10 years of lollipop programming sorted.
Podcast. And now some more genuine bargains that you can find right now on the internet on Becky's Classifieds.
Sean in Edinburgh just texted saying, is it my radio or can I hear you guys when the songs are playing? Not all the time, just a few words here and there. And I hope to God in the last 5 or 10 minutes you haven't heard anything.
Oh God. Tell me that wasn't going out on air.
No, I don't.
Can you imagine?
It's quite funny, though.
It is funny. But,
right.
Right, okay, time for the classifieds. What you got?
First up is parrot.
Trade your Vespa for my loud parrot.
Right. So there's a trade-in situation.
Mm. I want a Vespa. I hate my wife's parrot. I will give 2 cages, 2 perches and a year's supply of food.
Something tells me the wife doesn't really know about this.
Yeah. He wants a Vespa.
I'm not being funny about the price of parrots, but I think a scooter might be worth more than a parrot, maybe.
Also, how much does a scooter cost?
I don't know. Well, they're £1,500, £2,000.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's a parrot and it's an animal and everything, but a lot of people, you know, they're suffering from the credit crunch at the moment, aren't they?
Hmm.
And they say to me, Scott, I'm suffering from the credit crunch, and I go, well, yeah, so you should check out...
Trade your parrot for a Vespa?
Yeah. That's what I say to them.
Yellow-headed Amazon parrot, female, talks, mostly just yells my name, mimics my wife.
No, I don't want that.
No. They're good for finding out if people have had affairs, though.
They are really good. Yeah, what happened with that before?
Well, you didn't believe me, but I said that someone had been caught out because their parrot had started copying the voice of the man that used to come round at lunchtimes.
Yeah.
The husband found out, wasn't good.
That's not good. If you have an affair, don't get a parrot. That's my tip of the day.
I'm just trying to find out how much a parrot costs.
Next.
Very exciting gravel giveaway. About half a yard.
Since when has gravel been exciting?
Hey, are you the right person for free gravel?
No.
It is free, though, so we might be tempted. Listen up.
Where am I going to put that? I haven't got room.
Things to consider. Moving gravel is a great workout. I'm big and strong today thanks to my gravel moving routine.
That's okay, a plus.
See, now you're interested.
It's like a workout in itself.
Yeah.
Kids love gravel. I am constantly telling all sorts of kids to get away from my gravel snow pile. Shoo! Go green. Go gravel.
He's really selling it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Women love gravel.
What?
I often look out the window to see my wife looking over the gravel pile and shaking her head in amazement.
I often see women...
shaking her head in disgust, I think.
Often see girls looking lovingly at gravel.
Gravel has staying power. It has stayed in my driveway for 2 years.
Yeah,
that's
what
your wife...
Food and drink tastes better after moving gravel.
No, it doesn't. Seriously.
His wife's shaking her head because it's been on the path for 2 years.
Bring a shovel, your vehicle and all the excitement you can muster. It's gravel! Thank you.
That's a good one. That's a really good ad.
Do you want to know how much a parrot costs?
Yeah.
Anywhere between 200 quid and 12,000.
Oh,
whoa.
Maybe that was a good trade-in then.
A hyacinth macaw can cost about £12,000.
Thanks for that. That's a lot, isn't it, for a parrot?
It's a lot
for generally.
Anything. But yeah, especially for a parrot.
Next.
Pony for sale. £1.
Now that's a bargain.
Now I think it is cheap, but I think obviously you can't get a pony for £1.
Sell a pony. Mm. We'll exchange for cash, beer or Spurs tickets. Please reply with offers.
That can't be real.
No, that can't be real.
I think there's something dodgy going on with him.
Yeah. I could make...
He's desperate to get drunk and go to the football.
I could all make all sorts of jokes about the value of Spurs tickets, but...
Go on then. I wouldn't get it.
What? No. Just about they're not worth a great deal, etc. But I wouldn't do that, you see.
Right.
Can you get us some so Scott can get a pony?
I don't want a pony.
I could.
I could probably get my hands on.
So do you want me to get some Spurs tickets so you can swap for a pony?
No, I don't want a pony.
I don't know what's funnier, watching Scott on a pony or watching Scott at a Spurs game.
I think we've all seen me on a horse before and it wasn't pretty.
No, but it was very funny.
A couple of years ago when Sarah Cox did that horses programme and they got me on one. It fell off. That's still online if you'd like to watch it.
Dressed as Robin Hood.
Yes, dressed as Robin Hood, that's right.
Unicycle lawnmower.
What?
This is a good one. Someone's made their own.
Looking for a more out-of-the-box way to exercise? Be the coolest guy on your street cutting the lawn with this bad boy.
So what he's done is he's got a bicycle and then taken the front wheel off and put the lawnmower cutting thing on so you can cycle along and mow at the same time.
That's unique. Isn't that a bit dangerous?
I would have thought so.
You can save gas and get those rock-hard abs you always wanted.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
This model is a 3-speed, so you can really tear it up.
My 3-speed never used to go that fast.
No.
This bike will cut your grass to immaculate conditions. The rust on the mower gives it an antique look. Comes with your choice of 12 to 40 ounce beer holder that doubles as an ashtray.
What?
So he's got a bike with a beer holder stroke ashtray,
yeah,
and a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
What more could a man need for his garden on a Sunday afternoon?
That's pretty good. It covers all the bases. Really like that. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.